Jacob was also in the paper as a featured runner in our sub-zero temperatures. He was bundled up like the high-tech snowman.
Yep.
Were you Mike after this one?
Whichever one's
that's official. We'll call the big door. Mine's right. It's not quite ready yet. The roll call. Supervisor Skolinski emailed me, and he's traveling. So we have four of us. Supervisor Skolinski is excused. We have both youth and governance, Jacob and Bryce. So everybody's here and ready. Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, that would be from the December 1st meeting, if everyone had a copy of the numbers of the meeting. Could we have a motion or discussion on that?
Motion to approve.
Would it be approved by Supervisor Grady, signed by Supervisor Poole? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Governance as I also. Chairman, committee members, supervisors. I don't have a lot. The one item that I thought possibly Carol might be here tonight, but not. But anyway, Ray, you can maybe relay some of this information. The Finance Committee still last fall, and some of the leadership there was wanting to be a little more aggressive again on looking at the possibility of having someone run the concessions at the golf courses. We've had it out, we had it out again, so we've had it out to bid twice. But I was contacted by a player from that has a business in Kenosha County, but numerous ones in Illinois, that found out about this and asked if we were going to do it again. I relayed it to the chairman of the county board and the finance committee, and they'd like us to, for this time of year again, try to pursue that and to put that again, a request for proposal if these people are interested. They've got a couple of the buildings in Wrigleyville, and they've got they own the marina in Silver Lake.
Oh, wow.
So they're in the restaurant business and entertainment business, and they said they'd love to give us proposals on it.
So, and we could literally, I would think, resurrect the previous one that we did. And
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
So.
Third time's a charm.
So, Jim, do you take that from here then?
Yes, sir.
I don't think we have to go through, you know, discussion and approval on it again. We've done this before. Mm-hmm. So we can, and probably the sooner the better. If these people, I was going to contact them this weekend, and they were very interested.
So if, should we, like we publicly notice it, obviously, but right. Is there a specific contact that we should just make sure?
Yeah, and I'll get that to
okay.
you tomorrow.
Okay, okay, good.
I saved it. He was having coffee in the little coffee shop in Silver Lake, and someone told him about it. He called me.
So he had no prior to that? Okay. No. Let's cast the net and see what happens.
I mean, who knows?
And just on that, the way the RFP was written last time, just to bring up to speed, Ray, it was basically the vendor could state, potential vendor, what they wanted to do in terms of the entire thing, food and beverage, just beverage. It's really quite a wide open
kind of cafeteria approach.
Correct. So it's not restrictive like the first RFP was. So it would allow, I would think, a wider net for people to apply.
Yeah. Now, we didn't have anybody qualified that came forward that could even have a chance.
Okay.
I think we've met somebody that is, and but that would give Jim and the county exec and you a chance to vet people and see. But, okay. So that's actually all I wanted to remember to bring up tonight. So any committee members, any other comments?
Just details, if you would, Dennis, on what's going down this Saturday at KD Pit for the fishing derby.
I thought everybody knew about that. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, the youth fishing derby is this weekend on Saturday. The third annual, and we weren't sure if the ice was going to be ready, but it is, and the sponsorship is big again. The first year we had, I think we were lucky that we had 22, 23 kids sign up. Last year we had 80, and we had 200 people because of the parents out there. It's at the Katy Park. You guys are interested to come out at? Yeah, I think it's the fishing ages are up to age 14. And it is many prizes, and prizes for the different sizes and varieties and age groups. And there's a whole lot of, last year, Cabela's and a lot of people really stepped up, and everybody got, all the kids got nice door prizes and anybody that was there. But it's supposed to be 35 degrees, 30, 35.
Nice. Yeah.
So John and the guys are getting ready. And it'll be very nice. They plowed today to get that lot down right by the ice. And hopefully it doesn't do like it did last year, and then it rained and that turned to hell. But what can you do? You gotta get ready. So yeah, it's gonna be, should be a really sweet deal again.
John's got a ton of prizes.
We were shocked last year. I mean, it jumped huge in 1 year. But the word gets around to the schools and the 4-H club and the Boy Scouts, and it's a big deal. So yeah, that's this Saturday. And it's fun to stop out there if you're not, you don't have to have kids, or you know, just to stop and see what's going on. Anything else you want to come in? You the governor's, you guys have a...
No.
If not, we'll move on to citizens' comments. Any citizen that wishes to address the committee would have 5 minutes to speak on any subject pertaining to golf, parks, facilities, highways. No citizens here, so we'll move on to facilities this evening. Frank?
Mr. Chairman, just a quick update. As you know, the old 60th Street Tower was taken down, and we were able to demo the buildings at the end of December and relocate the generator that was there up to Silver Lake Tower. So everything above ground is taken care of. We'll take care of the bringing the grounds, reseeding and taking out anything in the spring once the weather clears. Any questions on the tower? KCAB restoration, we did substantial completion in December. Now we're having a contractor just work on some punch list items. We've got a few punch list items that they can work on in the cold weather. And then there's a few things for the spring once it warms up, such as training and starting up the AC unit that we put in new, and putting some liquid membrane and an extra level of sealing around the penetrations on the roof. That has to be 40 degrees and higher. Any questions on the KCAB restoration? That's it for me then.
Okay. Mike?
Two projects, Carrie, from last meeting. Really, there's no update on either one of them. We're still waiting for materials for the Brookside therapy tubs. Two tubs are in, and one tub is still coming in. At the detention center, we have the property storage carousel that's being built. As soon as it's built, it'll be shipped and we'll start.
Any questions for Mike?
Yes, question. Are you reading the claims Corp Counsel gets periodically, and there's the inmates complain about lost merchandise and so forth, and I'm not commenting on the validity of that, but would this have any bearing upon that, or is it really not going to do a whole lot as far as the storage carousel goes?
I'm not sure I can answer that accurately, but I would guess it would help. That facility doesn't have anything to organize their property, per se. Right now, they just throw it in a bag and put it in a pile.
Okay.
This is like a marketing.
Okay.
Place where it's natural carousel, they push a button and it comes right to them. So
save
should
some,
help that way.
Save some time and efficiency.
Both ways, yeah.
Thank you, that's my question.
Except for there's still a guy going to miss that Rolex that he sure he had.
genuine Rolex.
I can't find it.
I know I had it. That's it, Mike?
Yes.
Gary?
first item is involves our highway equipment purchase program for 2015. We have a bit of an unfortunate circumstance with our asphalt paver, and did everybody get a picture?
No.
Just to explain what I'm talking about, this is the asphalt paver that we use to resurface all of our roads. This yellow part is the paver that has the engine and the drive train in it, and then the black part is the screed, and that's what actually levels off the asphalt and compacts it, gives it a first compaction before the roller. So our current unit is a 1995 model. The screed is basically shot. The quality of the asphalt that we were laying towards the end of last year was starting to get pretty poor, particularly because of the there's metal blades in there that smooth out the asphalt, and they're pretty much all deteriorated, and then the compaction part of it is completely shot. So what we looked at last year when we were developing our budget is we have so much equipment that needs to be replaced. We wanted to lessen the hit on purchasing this whole unit, which is about $350,000. What we thought we would do is kind of split that up and buy the new screed this year, put it on our existing paver, and use it until that front part is no longer usable, and then purchase a new front part of the paver and put the new screed on it. So we're just trying to lessen the impact of the budget. And we did a little research, and we thought that was going to work. We thought it was going to work until now. All of the vendors that supply this screed won't even bid on it. They said, there's not enough power in our current paver to operate new screeds. There's different technology with hydraulics and electronics, and they won't even sell us one because they won't support it working. So what our proposal is tonight is to reallocate some of the funding within our existing equipment purchase program to fund the entire new paver rather than just the screed portion. So what our proposal is also in the 2015 budget is replacement of a loader that we use here at the Kenosha County Center. That we had budgeted $190,000 for. The screed itself we have budgeted $130,000. So what we propose to do is defer purchasing the loader until 2016, use that funding, and then if necessary, we would use some either unspent funding from 2015 or possibly some carryover funding from unspent funds in 2014 to make up the difference. I think when we bid this, it's likely that it would be considerably less than $350,000. Usually, when they give us these budget numbers, they're fairly high just to cover any cost. And we don't really need a lot of the frills that are generally on these pavers. You know, we just need a very basic unit to get the work done that we need to get done. So that's the proposal that we would be taking to the Finance Committee if you approve of this tonight. And they meet on this Thursday. And we would be bringing that to the committee on this Thursday. As far as the loader goes, what's being replaced is a 1983 John Deere. It's 32 years old and definitely in need of being replaced. If for some reason we can't get through this year with it, and if there's like a major component breakdown, there are loaders that are available for lease or rent that we would have to finish off the year with. Hopefully we can get through the year, but we would have a backup plan for the loader should it not make it through this year.
Any questions for Gary on this? So when you do, are we looking at a Volvo?
There's four major players in the paver business. So we would be looking at one of four different models. Volvo is probably the leader, but it could be any.
So if you put the two together, it was $350. But as you said, when we bid this out, we might get a $300,000 price, or $310,000.
It could be, yes. Yeah. I mean, typically, these budget numbers that they give you are high.
Right.
Because they want to make sure your budget can cover anything. But the reason I bring it to you tonight, it's just absolutely critical that this move forward as fast as possible, because there's a considerable lead time, and you can't just go to the lot and buy a paver. So,
right.
And we need to be ready by May to start our resurfacing program. So. This kind of just came up the other day, and we were fortunate that we could get the agenda revised to get this thing moving.
So can I get a motion from this committee? We just sent a positive recommendation from this committee to the Finance Committee.
Motion to do just that. Just a positive recommendation.
Supervisor Grady.
Discussion.
Further discussion?
Yeah, just to bring up a point, we've had the mood in this committee, and also it came up in finance as well, that it seems to be a general prevailing will among all of us that we'd like to see this department be able to pave as much road as efficiently as we can. Maybe you can address for us in a minute how asphalt prices are. We expect they'll be lower because of petroleum products being lower. But this, of course, is an essential component. If we don't have this, we really can't do much in the way of county road paving, so the sooner the better, and I think we'll get a wholehearted recommendation.
Yeah, this year is particularly important because, we have our 13 miles of paving that's funded in our program in the CIP, but in addition to that, we are able to get a significant amount of additional funding through the state to increase that mileage. So we're actually looking at about another 5 miles of paving that we're going to get done through some additional funding that we were able to get from the local road improvement program. So it's a big year. We're going to be able to get some of that backlog of road paved this year, but it's that much more important if we get an early start too.
Do you really take this in trade, our old equipment?
Yes. Yeah, it's only, we actually had it valued out. It's only worth $8,000, but they will take it in trade.
Sure. Somebody will use it.
Part of it. It's for a driveway paver.
Yep.
Be okay.
Any further discussion? If not, you, the governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
So, take that recommendation in our minutes and for the Finance Committee.
Just a couple report thing. Obviously, we had the snow last week. Pretty tough with sustained 25, 30 mile an hour winds for several days and below zero temperatures, the roads were in the county, in the open areas, they were a little tough. Fortunately, they cleared up real well once the sun came out and the temperatures came up a little bit. The trees on New Line in the Village of Bristol, apparently they've come to some compromise on that. I have not received any modified plans from New Line yet, so I've taken no action on that. But I would expect to see something sometime. Not the construction season for the type of work that needs to be done anyway, so I don't imagine they're in too big of a hurry to get anything, but as soon as the plans are submitted, then we'll move on from there. And that's all I have.
Any questions for Gary on anything? Thanks, Gary. We'll move on to Parks, and I talked to John this afternoon, and John has the flu. We mentioned the ice fishing derby. Everyone has John's report in the in our packet here. He spoke about the parking lot reconstruction, and that is going to be sometime in the spring, and we're going to be doing that. The lift station replacement, that's in May. That's something that we've discussed. The Emerald Ash Borer, I know we all have quite a bit of information given to us, and that you've seen the bids that came on that anywhere from $1 million to $68,000. So that, the logger that's going to be doing that has told us that'll be sometime next year, not this winter. There's a chance, if something really went crazy in the schedule, that some of that would happen this winter. But we're looking at the possibility of less damage if it was this winter, but we're looking at the spring there. And it's a, I've had it explained to me, I know John spoke to the committee about it too, how that could be that much difference in cost, but that's because this person is a logger. They're not just a tree trimmer, they're going to utilize the material, sell the material, they've got the rails lined up, and so that that's a more likely a spring item. The bike mountain trails, those guys are still out there. That's quite a group of people. It's very similar to the partnership that we had with the disc golf people. All the time that they put in and donate. Now these bike trail people, we're doing the grooming, but I mean those trails are, for the wide track bikes, there's certain areas that they want them to ride. They don't want them to ride when it's warmer than 32. You can use the trails for hiking and anything you want to, but they ask that you use the double wide for anything other than their bike. So people that want to use a regular bike and just do hiking and snowshoeing, they've got the trails are available, but they like you to stay off of the one. But it's quite a group. So we've had these partnerships. We did the same thing with the dog. The people that weren't here, I mean, those people put in all their time, did all their own fundraising. These bike people did all their own fundraising. We've helped with a little bit of equipment and some time, but it's basically been them that have done it. So that's still ongoing. They're still out there working. And at Ho-Chunk property, Johnson, there's no change. We don't have anything cooking on that. We all have the Pringle information. And John put some pictures on the back end of his report here. I mentioned the ice fishing derby. About the logging operation, and then we had the prices and things there. I don't know, Ray, did I miss anything from John here?
No, you pretty well got it, Dennis. And that that machine that that particular logger has, that's another reason I think his bid was so low. It's so, I don't know if John sent you the video.
I've seen him.
It's incredible how efficient. It probably does the work of six guys with one guy in that vehicle. It's so efficient. Yeah, no, I think you've got things squared away.
Well, then, we move on to golf, and Dan has got the flu also. And everyone has Dan's report, I hope, in front of them. We do not have, and we won't have for a little bit here, the financials to see how we did. Jim, another month, March, right? March, June. We'll be setting our rates next month at our next meeting. And it's the same dialogue you've heard from Dan all year about controlling expenses. Rounds are down. It sounds positive, but we don't know financially. Do we have any clue, Jim?
I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll be in a break-even territory.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Same thing I've been saying.
Right. That's what I heard last month. So. Any questions that Jim maybe can answer or Ray about the golf operation, parks? Now, hopefully those guys are well next month and we can all get together.
We'll have our rate set at the regular meeting.
Yeah.
We don't need a special meeting or anything.
So now I'm not sure. David, Supervisor Pooley wanted us over by 7:30. We can probably...
Somebody's
got Tupperware. We can accommodate that. You might even, how far do you live from
here? 5 minutes.
Anything else? Ray?
The only thing I was going to bring up, I don't think it's going to happen before our next meeting, but I was at a meeting last week. IT is in charge of security camera installation for the whole Civic Center campus. And I don't think it's going to start before our next meeting, but in case anybody were to see crews working down there, if they do get a jump on it, they're going to start putting, it's a fairly strategic kind of plan to blanket that area around the Civic Center campus.
Well, that's one.
So IT's heading that up, but I was invited to the meeting, so I got kind of the overall.
That's beautiful, because my biggest concern was if I ever got out of my truck down there and that trolley hit me, there'd be no way to see. No, there's never anybody on it, so I'm not. There'd be no witnesses, so now there'd be no.
I don't think there was any planned coverage for that.
Yeah.
Don't laugh, it almost happened to me. I looked at my cell phone and I heard the same thing.
Yeah. You're the only guy I heard it.
How's that set up, Ray? Is that a contract, or is IT contracting that out?
It'll ultimately be contract installation, yes. Yeah. They kind of just wanted to make sure that, I don't even know, actually, Mike, you probably know more than I about it as far as where the specs are at and stuff, but I know that everything's going to be compatible with the system, the kind of the infrastructure we put in when we put the safety building in place, so everything's going to basically tie back to that. So it really is going to be the installation. The cameras are going to have to beef up a little bit of storage. But it should be, I know there's been incidents over the year. I haven't heard the last couple of years, obviously, but when I was here before, there were a number of kind of odd things that happened, given the nature of, you'd think you'd be within 50 feet of the safety building, there would be no criminal activity. Not true. Sometimes it's the exact opposite. So it'll probably be a very good thing, I think, going forward to have those cameras in place.
Whatever happened with those lots to the west of the parking ramp, are those all signed and permitted and so forth? Where are we at with that? Who knows?
West of the parking. That's the joint services supposed to do that.
The ones they were going to put gates in, and then the gates got those. Yeah, I don't think there's anything planned for. I don't know if there's signage up that maybe has taken place to clarify who's on
the parking. I will ask the joint services.
Joint services is supposed to be doing the permits. Yeah.
Because in the past, personnel had done them in the old days, but now it's going to be joint services.
Joint services is supposed to have a little sticker. Because the board and the finance committee voted to remove the $60,000 for the gates for joint services. Spent $100 on stickers, that's supposed to stick there.
I can find out if you want me to let you know. I just.
Yeah, I'd like to find out. But you haven't done any signage down there or anything?
No.
That's it. Motion adjourned.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Mason, by Supervisor Berger.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Go Buckeyes.